Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this fourth Sunday in Lent. The three readings for today have a common thread, that of salvation by faith. In the Old Testament reading, to go around the land of Edom, Moses leads Israel in a direction away from the promised land. The Israelites react by grumbling about the food God was giving them, actually rejecting the grace he was showing them in giving them the food they needed. He sent poisonous serpents, which caused many to die. The people confessed their sin. Moses prayed to the Lord, who told him to make a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, so that anyone who looked on it would be saved. Their faith in the Lord's saving power healed them. This is a clear foreshadowing of the Messiah's redeeming sacrifice on the cross over 14 centuries later.
A reading from the 21st chapter of Numbers. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live.
Paul speaks of the condition of everyone as dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. He summarizes the gift of spiritual life God has given. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works. We hear this presented in the hymn, Salvation Unto Us Has Come.
A reading from the second chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Ephesus. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert our doom, they help and save us ever. Faith goes to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our
The Gospel reading presents the latter part of the account of Nicodemus, a teacher of Israel, who asked Jesus about his ministry. In the earlier part, Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Paul told us earlier that God made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him. Jesus refers back to Moses and the serpent in the wilderness as pointing to the sacrifice of his life that he would offer for the sins of all. We can truly join with the hymn writer, "Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice."
A reading from the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
Dear Christians, one and all rejoice. Dear Christians, one and all rejoice. With exultation springing, with exultation springing, and with united heart and voice, and with
we thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our 9 o'clock Sunday morning worship service. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. During this season of Lent, a special worship service also takes place at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings. The Lenten service is preceded at 5:30 by a light supper provided by various organizations of the congregation. For more information about anything having to do with St. Peter Lutheran Church or school, please call 574-896-2025 or 574-896-5933. Today we close with a benediction, a good word for you.
You.